Good morning, JSS1 students of All Saints Secondary School, Oyibo River State. Welcome to our today's e-learning. I am Opara Chidi Opara, your history teacher. Our today's topic for week 6 is Major Centralized States in Pre-Colonial Nigeria. Major Centralized States in Pre-Colonial Nigeria, Oyo Empire. Oyo Empire. Objectives of study. At the end of this lesson, students should be able to, one, understand and explain the origin of the old Oyo Empire. Number two, state the political structure of old Oyo Empire. The origin and early history of old Oyo Empire. The origin and early history of the old Oyo Empire. Oyo Empire was the earliest and largest of the four great forest states or kingdoms of West Africa. Others are Benin Empire, Dahomey Kingdom, Akan States of Ghana. Oyo Empire was founded by Oramio, the seventh son of Okambi, and the grandson of Oduduwa, the chief ancestor and first king of the Yorubas. It is important to know that Oduduwa is a founder of the Yoruba nation. And the founder of Oyo Empire, Oramio, is or was a grandchild of Oduduwa. Oramio was sent to Benin Kingdom by his father, the Oni of Ile-Ife, Okambi, to rule over Benin. Oramio found the task of ruling over the Benin Kingdom a difficult one. Why? Because the Benin people refused to cooperate with him. Oramio was not very happy with them. He packed away from the empire, and instead of going back to his father that sent him to Benin Empire, he decided to go straight and establish the old Oyo Empire. Therefore, the founder of the old Oyo Empire is or was Oramia. Oramia was the founder of the old Oyo Empire. And it is important to know that Oramia was the seventh son of Okambi and a grandson of Oduduwa, the founder of the Yoruba race. Government and political structure of old Oyo Empire. Government and political structure of old Oyo Empire. Number one, the Alafi of Oyo Empire, or the king. That's number one. Number two, the Oyo Messi, the Council of Seven, headed by the Bashiron, the Prime Minister. Number three, Kankafo. Number four, Ogbonikat. Let me repeat that again. Number one, the Alafi of Oyo Empire, that is the king of the Oyo Empire, just like the Emir in Hausa State and the Ma in Kanu Boronu Empire. The king of Oyo Empire is Alafi. Alafia of Oyo Empire. Number two, Oyo Messi, that is the kingmakers, or the Council of Seven. There are seven in number, headed by Bashiron, the prime minister. The number three, the Kankafor, that is the commander, the army commander. The number four, Ogbonikart. The Alafi ruled with a council of seven called the Oyo Messi. The head of the Oyo Messi, or the kingmakers, was the Bashiron, or the prime minister. The Oyo Messi, that is the kingmakers, elected or deposed the Alafi. The Ogbonikart checked the powers of the Alafi and his council of seven. If an Alafi became tyrannical, wicked, ruthless over his people, the Oyo Messi, it was the duty of the Oyo Messi to force him to commit suicide. The Oyo Messi would force him to commit suicide by presenting him with an empty calabash or parrot's egg, which signified that his people had rejected him. And he has no option than to kill himself, to commit suicide. Then we have the Kankafor. Kankafor was the commander-in-chief of the Oyo army. It is important to know that in Oyo Empire, there was no standing army. So they had semi-standing army. Every able-bodied man or man served in the military campaigns, which took place usually in the dry season. If the Kankafor, that is the commander-in-chief of Oyo army, was defeated in battle, he was bound to commit suicide rather than return to Oyo empire in shame. The Ogbonikart was a secret society of free men who were the social, political, and religious leader of the states. The members of this Ogbonikart sometimes may resolve crisis issues between the Alafi and the Oyo Messi. That is a council of seven. It is important to know or remember that we started this lesson with the origin and early history of the Oyo Empire. Like I said, Oyo Empire was the earliest and the largest of the four great forest states or kingdoms of West Africa. And other states are Benin Empire, Dahomey Kingdom, and Akan States of Ghana. Oyo Empire was founded by a man known as Oramiyan, the seventh son of Okambi and the grandson of Oduduwa. Oramiyan, the great people of Benin Kingdom, appealed to the Oba, to the Oni of Ife, to send his son Oramiyan to rule over Benin Kingdom. Oramiyan was sent to Benin by his father, the Oni of Ife, Okambi, to rule over Benin. Oramiyan found the task of ruling the Benin Kingdom a difficult one. Why? Because of the faction and war raging in Benin Empire. Because the Benin people refused to cooperate with him. He was not happy. He packed away from the Benin Empire. And instead of going back to his father that sent him, he went straight to establish the old Oyo Empire. And I said, we also discuss the political structure of the old Oyo Empire. I said the leader or the head of the old Oyo Empire was Alafi of Oyo Empire, or the king of Oyo Empire. That is the Alafi. Alafi is a king. The number two, we have the Oyo Messi. There are seven in number. They are called this Council of Seven, headed by a man known as the Bashiron, that is the prime minister of Oyo Empire. They are the kingmakers. They also have the Kankafor, the commander-in-chief of Oyo army. And the last but not the least, we have the Ogboni cats. Ogboni cats. And like I explained, I said they are laughing rude with a council of seven called the Oyo Mercy. And the head of the Oyo Mercy was a Bashiran of the prime minister. The Oyo Mercy, where the kingmakers, they elected or deposed the Alafi. And like I said again, if an Alafi became tyrannical over his people, the Oyo Mercy would force him to commit suicide by presenting him with an empty calabash or parrot egg, which signified that his people had rejected him and he must commit suicide. It is important to know that Oyo Empire was the earliest and the largest of all the forest states we have in West Africa. Assignment. Give reasons why the Oyo Empire lasted for so long. Give reasons why the Oyo Empire lasted for so long. Thank you.